the way of this gossam swear. So now says, oh, Malay, Zera says back, you know what I meant to say? I meant to say that not that the Roya should swear, but the owner now has to swear that I gave you over the eight, and he should get paid for that eight. That's called Shekinegdoi Kamina. Like Rashi says, Im Shvua Mutavasalot, any time a Shvua is chal upon somebody, and he can't swear because he's puzzled for Shvua, Midirabban and Allah is Nishva Shekinegdoi. The other person that's asking for the money, he has a right to swear that you are with him, and Venaitl, and he collects the money. Like the Gemara in Shvua says, anytime a Reuven has to swear to Shimon, and we can't let Reuven swear because he's a choshed, we're afraid he's going to lie, he's going to swear false. Tiknu chachomim sheknegda nishpa. The chom made a takana that the other person swears and collects. So that's what we meant to say over here. That real quantum here kamaisa, this roi is called like a moedim mixas. He has to swear. But since we can't let him swear, then the owner would swear that I gave you eight, and he'll be able to collect. So Mar says, if so, that's what Reb Zera meant. Hash to name the lesson of the Reb Chiya. So then, even if we don't hold like Reb Chiya, even if this is not called the case of Moedim Mixas, still Mechayvim Midrav Nachman. Still, the halacha should be is that the owner should swear to the roya that you owe me these sheep, there are eight sheep, and he should be able to collect it. Why? The Tanan, because we learn like this. And Mechayvim Midrav Nachman should be Mechayvim because of Rav Nachman's halacha. The Tanan, we learn like this. Mar Li Biyodcha. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. And Shimon answers back, "Ain lechor biyadi. You don't owe me anything." He's a kaifer bakoil. So lochur is pata. Avadim midiraisi is pata from a shvua. But still, the Yomer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says you should know, "Mashbiu noisai shvuas heses." Shvuas heses means a shvua midirabonin. Midirabonin. Still, we want you to swear that you to what you're saying that you don't know anything. The Rashi says heses means lashon of shvuas shehesisu chachamim that the chachamim put upon you. And the reason is, like Rashi brings down, the Gemara says, because it's the Moran Shua says, Chazoka ein odem toyin elim kem yesh le biyodai. And there's also a Chazoka, if Reuven says he owe me $100, there's a big suffix to Desmond that maybe you really owe the $100. Because a person doesn't come stand out of the blue moon and say, you owe me $100. But there's a Chazoka, usually if I say you owe me $100, there's some truth to it. So therefore, when you come and say, Koifa bakoil, midirabonin, we want you to swear to it. That's a Nachman's Chiddush. So here also, this Roya, he's a Koifa bakoil. But Midrav Nachman, though, he has to swear Midrabanan that he does not owe you the other eight. Now, in this case, since he's a goslin, he can't swear. So since he can't swear, there should be a dinner to connect the nishpa that the owner should swear to the eight and collect it. So why do you, Reb Zera, have to say this only goes according to Rabbi Chiya, even not according to Rabbi Chiya, even without the shvua of a moed b'miksas? But finally, have the shvua of Kaifa Bakol here. So we're going to know that wouldn't be Shvua. I'll tell you, the Teretz is, the Rav Nachman Takantihi. This Shvua Bechav that Rav Nachman made up by Kaifa Bakol is a Shvua Midrabonin. It's a Takonim Midrabonin. And therefore, usually the Klal is, the Takanta, le Takanta Layavdinan. We do not make a second Takona on the first Takona. In other words, this klal of Shekinegdo Yishav Avito, that in the case where the Lev himself cannot swear, or here the Roy himself cannot swear, that we let the other person, the owner, swear to collect it, that's also only a Tekonim de Rabbanon. Maybe right, if you can't swear, you should be proper. So now that's only a Tekonim de Rabbanon, that we let the other one swear and collect. So when did the Rabbanon make the Tekonim? If the Shvur was supposed to be a Shvur Midiraisa. If according to Reb Chiya Kamaisa that is called the Shvur Moedim Mixas, then we'll let the owner here swear to collect. But if only goes according to Rav Nachman that the Shvur the Roya would have to swear is only a Shvur Midrabanan, a Shvur of Moed of Kaifa Rav Bakom, and a Shvur Midrabanan, we don't have such a takana that in the case where he can't swear to let the owner swear and collect, but rather we say leave it the way it is. So therefore it's good what Reb Zera meant to say, he'll only have to swear, the owner could swear to collect only according to Reb Chiya. Now the Gemara is Tamakasha, I'll go back on the Baya. For typically the heavenly Roya, like you are by your kasha was, how could we let this Roya swear? Because he's a goslin, because we have two Edom saying that he stole two of them. So when I asked Tam, so according to you, Abaya, you should have asked Tam. He's a Roy, he's a shepherd. And the Yom Rav Yudim, Yudim says, you should know, Stam Roy apostle. A regular Roy is apostle Yedis. Because we have like a Chazaka Kamat that he's going to let his sheep pasture in somebody else's field. So he's going to be over the Yisig Zela. He's like a goslin. Therefore, we don't let him swear. So why do you have to say this Roy, you can't swear because we have two Edom that he stole, even without the two Edom? A Stam Roy is also apostle Yedis, apostle Yeshua. But I'll tell you like Kash, there's no spira. Hodi day, hodi alma. It depends who the shepherd, which sheep he's taking care of. One is taking care of his own sheep, then we have this chazak, he's going to be a gavlin, that will go and let his own sheep pasture in somebody else's field. But when do we talk about here now that the Stam Roya would have been kosher liedus, a kosher for sure? It's only here because we saw him steal. Hodi Alma, that's when this Roya, the shepherd, is taking care of somebody else's sheep. Because the svar always is, like we'll soon see, that ain't Adam Chaytev Oilai. Like, if it doesn't belong to him, the sheep, so why should you do an Aveira? Why should you let the sheep pasture in somebody else's field? A person will only do an Aveira if he has to gain on it. But if he has nothing to gain, then he won't do the Aveira. And the Gemara brings the proof of this. Dila Teinoch, if you're not going to say like this, if so, if you tell me what, that every single shepherd, even though he's working for somebody else, we can't trust him. We have to be afraid he's going to let the sheep pasture in somebody else's field. If so, how do we have the right to give over our sheep to any shepherd to watch? Torah says you can't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. In other words, here you should not be able to give your sheep to a shepherd because you know the shepherd's going to be over the east of Gzela. Ella, what do we have to say? No, that chazaka ein adam choytev loiloi. There's a chazaka that a person does not do a chet if he has nothing to gain from it. So the shepherd, if he's only working for somebody else's sheep, why should he be over the exile? He has nothing to gain. So in other words, when did Rabbi Yehuda say that a stam roy is a gazlin? That's only if he's a shepherd for his own sheep. When he's watching his own stuff, then we say he'll be a choyte, he'll let it to shepherd, let it pasture in somebody else's field, but I'll call upon him, he'll gain something. Then Rabbi Yehuda said we have to be afraid, like it's too hard for him to control himself. We have to be afraid he was over the Yisa. But Enacham, here we're talking about he's only a shepherd for somebody else's flocks. Then we do not say that he'll be over the Yisa Gezel. Therefore, it's good to observe the Rabbi Yisa Kasha. The only reason why this Roy we should not swear is because we know we did a Maisik Zela. But if it wouldn't have been for the Maisik Zela, Enacham, then we would have let him sworn. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf hey amid base. Hata. Then the Mishnah says, Ze yishova shenli bopochus mechetzia. He has to swear that he doesn't have less than half, and the other one swears that he doesn't have less than half, and then the din is yachloiku. Now the Gemara clears exactly what is this shvu. What do you mean to swear shenli bopochus mechetzia? So Mori is, al the isle mishtaba, does he have to swear that he has a half in it? Or al the lesle mishtaba? Or else is he swearing that he does not have less than half in this talus? That's the question. So Rashi explains like this. Al Yisle Mishtab, Rashi says, Habo Lishova Blito Chetzia. If you go to swear to take half of the talus, Sarachu Lishova Shteshlebo Chetzia, do you have to swear that you own half of this talus? That's one way to learn. Or Lishova, or else you have to swear, Shein Lebo Pochus Mechetzia. You're swearing that you do not have less than half. Because Shema ain't no book, maybe you don't own anything here, like maybe the whole talus belongs to the other person. Therefore, v'chi mishtaba, when you swear, shein li bo pochus mechetz, that you don't have less than if, b'yem asu nishpat, taka true, you don't have less than if, because you don't have anything. Shein lo klum, especially like dibishlem, if you would say you really have a third of the talus or a quarter of the talus, if you really a quarter would belong to you, and you swear that you don't have less than half, so that's a sheker, because you have less than half. If we don't have anything, that's not called a shvur sheker. So that's the question, what exactly do you mean to swear here, this lashon of shein lebo pochus mechetzia? So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, the Amar, you say like this, shvua sheyesh libo, you have to swear that you do have, but v'yein libo pochus mechetzia. I swear I do have something here, and I'm also swearing that I do not have less than half. So, Samora says, V'neima, why don't you just say, Shvua Shekulishli? Let him just swear that I have the whole thing, the way he says. Samora says, no, that we can't do. U'miyavinin le'kulei. Do we give him the whole talus? We're not giving him the whole talus. So since we're not giving him the whole talus, we can't let him swear that he gets the whole thing because it's not right. It's like a laz on Bezdin. He's swearing the whole thing belongs to him and we're only giving you half. So therefore, we don't let you swear that the whole thing belongs to you. But v'neima, let's say, Shavua Shechetzishli, so let him swear clearly that half belongs to him. So Mar says, no, Mar lelo diburei, that's also no good, because he's making it bad for the words that he said. He just said before that the whole thing belongs to him. So how could he swear that only half belongs to him? So therefore we don't let him just swear that half belongs to him. But so Mar is the question though, but hashtanami now also, Mar lelo diburei, it's also bad for his dibur. Diyama kulishli. So Mar answers like this, he said the whole thing belongs to him. So now that we're making him swear that he doesn't have less than half, that's also called Mar Lidiburei. Like a Manashach. He himself said he owns the whole talus. So to make it sound right, it should be he should swear the whole thing belongs to him. Once he doesn't swear the whole thing belongs to him, it's also called Mar Lidiburei. So Mar says no, the way we do it is good. Because really, he says the whole thing belongs to him. But uludevreichem, but according to what you're saying, what Bezdin is saying, shavua shiyesh libo, v'yein libo, pochos mechetzio. That what that, it's according to what you're saying. Like Rashi says, diyom akulish to what she said, through this part of the Teretz already. In other words, really what the person says, true, Reuven first said, the whole thing belongs to me. But now uludevreichem, Rashi says, Shein atem aminimli, but according to you, the Chachamim, the Bezdin, that you're not believing me on the whole thing. Like you're only going to give me half of it. So therefore I'll only swear according to what you're going to give me. Shvua shiyesh libo, I swear that I have something in this talus, but v'yein libo pochus mechetzin, you know, I don't have less than half. So therefore it's not clearly against what you're saying either way. It's not clearly against that you don't own the whole thing, and it's also not clearly against that you own nothing. This is the best way to let him swear that it should sound good, both for the tzad of Bezdin, and both for the tzad of the person himself. Now the Gemara says, V'chimiyach ha-shezeh tofus, v'yoymeid, v'zeh tofus, v'yoymeid. Since Lamaisa, these two people are both holding on to the talus. It's like the Mishnah says, Shnayim orchzim betalus. So really we see the talus right now by both of them, so it should be a pure din of Yachloiku. If so, shvua zulami, lama, what does the Mishnah say you have to swear? It's like there's no hamaytzi mechaveru olav arai here. It's a regular moment amutla pesofik without any muhzik. So according to everybody, the din should be yachleku. So why do we have to swear? So our answer is Amar Rabbi Yechanan, shavua zu takonas chachamim. It's true. It's a new takonim of the rabbanim that you have to swear in our mishnah. Why? Shelo yehi kol echad viyechad holech v'taykech betalisha shechaveroi. V'yoy meshalihu. That we don't want people to get used to going and grabbing away somebody else's talis and saying that it belongs to him. So therefore, we make them swear. Now the Gemara is the question, but if you're afraid that that's the chashash, that somebody's just going to go and grab away somebody else's talis, so it's like a real goslin. If so, the name, why don't we say, Migu de choshed amamayna, choshed nam yashvu asai. Like if the person is choshed, he doesn't care to be able to laugh away secretly, he doesn't care to go grab away somebody else's money, so the same way he won't care to swear false. So what is it going to help to make him swear? He'll swear false the same way he's going to go and grab away somebody else's talus. So Mara says no, according to Rabbi Yechon at least, that loy amrina, we do not say, migu de choshe amamayna, choshe ashvu asai. We do not say this. So Rashi says, why? T'chomahu li'inshi isa shvua miyisig zela. What you have to say is, it's harder to a person, it's chomer, the avera, the punishment of swearing false, than it is just to steal. So therefore, even though a person will go and steal, but if he knows he has to swear about it, he'll be afraid to swear false. In other words, we do not say, migu d'chosh amamayna, chosh rashvu asai. No, rather, even though the person is chosh amamaynai, we are not choshed, he'll swear false. And the Mara now brings proof of this. Because the Lord tell me, hoch, even I can say like this, ho di yom rachmona, that the Torah says, moid de mixas a tiny yishova, we know that a moid de mixas, when you admit half of my taina, you have to swear me the raisom, if so, name it, why don't we say, migu de chosh amamayna, chosh rashvu asai, like I ask you for $100, and you admit you owe me 50, so we say now the other 50, l'chura, you're denying, so chura, it's called like a chosh amamayna. So how do we let you swear on the other 50 that you do not owe it? So here you see, we're not afraid that even though you're lying upon the money, when it comes to swear, you won't swear false. So one says no, from the other is no proof. I tell you, over there, really, the person is not really a choshed agzela. He's only pushing off the payment, like we had before. Kid Rabba, like Rabba said. Like if he says, what's those svar might have mixed as a tainam? Because really he should have denied the whole thing, but he can't. I know the may is panav. Really he should admit the whole thing, but he just doesn't have enough money right now. So he feels he's just going to push off by saying no. He doesn't mean really to steal the money. He just means to push off for time to pay up later. So therefore we let him swear right now. But it could be in a case where we know for sure the person's a choshur amamayna, the person's over the lav of lay sigzol, maybe then we will not let him swear. The Gemara says, now teda, bring a proof of this svara. The Yomer of Idi Beravin, Omer Rav Chizda, HaKoyfe b'milva, if somebody denies a milva, knows I say I lent you money, and you say no, I did not take the money, still koshurly edus. He's not called like a gazlan, he's still koshurly edus, we believe him to be an aid. If you koifin a pikodin, I say I gave you an object to watch for me, and you say no, you do not have it, then posliadis, there you posliadis. So what's the difference? Because by a milva we say, you took the money, but you don't have the money around anymore. So you're, by saying no, you only mean to push off a time, that's not considered like you're choshed, like you're marihetta. Mashenken by pikodin, with the chayfut is by you, here you have the right to hold on to it. So if you used to hold on to it, that's called choshed, therefore you posliadis. So we have no proof anymore about migu. Maybe we do say migu the choshed amamayna choshed ashvosai. So one says, another proof is like this. Eloha de Tony Romi Bachoma. That the Romi Bachoma said that we had before, that abor shomrim tzrichin tzvira b'miksas voidor b'miksas. He holds that when does a shema have to swear his shvuas hashomrim? Only if he also admits to one shor and he denies one shor. So that's the case where they have to swear where there's a kfira that denying one shor also. So the question is, name, why don't we say migu the chorsha amamayna, since he's denying one shor, so it's like he's obole sigzol, he's chorsha amamayna, sirso chorsha shvua asai. So how do we listen to a shvua? Like for the one that is tining that it was nignavah, that he has to swear he wasn't a peshaya, how do we believe him? Since this person is a kofer, we have to be afraid that he's choshen amamayna. So how do we ever let a shema swear? So Gemara says, no, there's no proof. I'll tell you, hosom over there, Nami. Ishtemutiko mishtamit. Over there also, the fact that the shomer is once to swear that the shor was stolen from him, he's just pushing off the time. He doesn't really mean to be a gazlin, because Savri thinks, mishkachna laganef. Maybe we'll find the ganef that took away the shor. V'tafistnele, and I'll grab it away from him. Inamirios mishkachna le biyagam. Maybe I say it was lost from me, but I'm ashamed to say it's lost. Well, because it maybe was lost to Pshia, but I say it was beyonis right now. Well, my sin like was, maybe I'll find it. So that I'm saying something happened, it's not called the real furious moment, it's not called the Yechoshra Mamayna. I'm only pushing off a time where to find it. But it's again like Ishtimutu Kamishtamit. But maybe in the case where he's a really Kofer, where he's a really Yechoshra Mamayna, maybe then we won't believe him. Yeah. So that's the Zazna Mishtimutu, 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 the Zazna Mishtimutu